News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Are you finding it difficult to maintain a good routine and keep yourself busy during isolation? Well, listen up. 79-year-old Bridget Liddy from County Clare joins us now to share her tips for filling your isolation time during this coronavirus pandemic. Bridget, lovely to have you on the programme. Just start by telling us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Good morning, Shane. I'm delighted to talk to you. I'm from County Clare. In fact, I'm from Michael D territory. Michael D lived just a couple of fields away from us in Ballycar, Newmarket and Fergus. So he's our most favourite son, and favourite and famous,
yeah.
All of them. But by the way, I'm only 73, even 79.
I am so sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. It's neither, you know.
No, it's not all right. It's not. I shouldn't be aging it. That's terrible. My sincere apologies.
No. I'm carrying it lightly. Anyway, I'm a farmer's wife. I'm married to Martin for 51 years, and I've been involved in many and all kinds of things in that length of time. And 7 years ago, a Carrigoran nursing home opened a day centre at the Carrigoran Health and Wellness Centre, and I started volunteering there.
Brilliant.
And every Wednesday since then. That's where you find me with the other volunteers, Stella, Brenda, Mary and Francis. And I love it. And I'm totally dedicated to my people, as I call them, there. And we have done any kind of and all kinds of things.
OK, look, you've a few tips for people who are looking to put into this.
Yes.
Just give us some of the things you recommend.
Yeah. Can I say to you for a start, Shane, that a lot of people of my age hate the media talking about us as all helpless and victims by virtue of our age.
Fair enough.
And it's important that we don't buy into that idea.
Yeah, I agree.
That my focus group are mainly the seniors who come to the day centre of Carrigoran. And while they have seen life at its best and sometimes at its saddest, I wouldn't call them helpless. And I hope that I have some advice as well for young people who are trying to help us and not knowing exactly what to do.
Mm.
You know, I'm saying to you that, of course, we have to stay in our houses, but we shouldn't see that as a crisis. In fact, it might actually give us a chance. Now that we are rid of all the activities outside the house, we can reassess what we might want to do when we resume after this, I'm calling it a hiatus.
okay,
like everybody else, I'm suggesting get up, get dressed, except that nowadays you can't do the third part of that expression. You know, they say get up, get dressed, get out. But we can't do that now about getting out. But I do believe that getting up and getting dressed is essential. And, you know, I'm all dressed up for you today, Shane.
Are you? I'm delighted. I'm all dressed up too. I'm wearing a suit.
Not. Normally now, when I in my pattern in my life had been to, when I come downstairs to turn on the radio, I just love the company of it. But you know what? Nowadays, I'm reducing my number of news bulletins because I find that they lower your energy for the day.
Yeah, okay.
I'm suggesting a timetable, a vague timetable of what to do to break up your day. A lot of people are missing daily mass or weekly mass and, you know, have some kind of a spiritual exercise, pray or meditate or whatever works for you. Then my most important thing, I think, is the phone a friend section. You know, as they say on television program, phone a friend. I'm focusing especially on people who live alone because I think that it must be very hard to live alone. I'm lucky enough to still have my husband. After all these years, he is still with me. But for people who are on their own in the house, it must feel like a long day. So also can I say to people, when you do make that call, don't dwell on the current limitations of life. You know, it has all been said, no matter what you say about the virus and life with the virus, you're not going to be original. So try and talk about what you have in common. If it's gardening, for instance, you know, yesterday I was talking to my sister about gardening and we could have spoken, you know, for several hours about what we lost during the winter, what died. And then I gave her a challenge to come up with what would we plant in our gardens to mark this year.
Okay.
So I gave her that challenge when she went away.
Now,
Then
what one of the things I did love, and unfortunately we're running out of time a little bit, but one of the things I did love, I thought was a great idea about not keeping your old stuff away, whether it's china or good bed linen or whatever. Dress the bed well, put out your best bib and tucker.
Yes, yeah. Enjoy them now, because why are you waiting them for the visitors? You know, now, you know, I'm saying as well today that even if you are not prepared to declutter, maybe you could see that summer dress as being a great source for patchwork, or that sparkly top that you bought on holidays as making a really fancy Christmas stocking. By the way, I have to tell you, yesterday I was listening to the radio and somebody mentioned something about how about growing potatoes. And my husband was helping me in the garden at the time. So I challenged him to grow potatoes. Now, he's a farmer for his whole life. But I gave him 8 potatoes and a container.
Really?
So I'll let you know. I'll let you know how the potato growing is going.
I'm fantasizing about those potatoes with a bit of butter on them and a glass of milk. It sounds gorgeous.
So am I. Then I'm asking people to write things, to get a notebook, a biro, and have it by you. So last week, my grandson's confirmation was postponed, and that reminded me of my own confirmation and the chaos we had about getting a very elaborate dress from my aunt in America. And a very, all I could call it was certainly exotic for the time that was in it, of a headdress. But we couldn't figure out how to secure it to your head. And of course, my father was sure that he knew how to do it, except a few days later, the missing piece arrived in the post. So the disaster was averted.
Right.
So I look forward to telling that to my granddaughters.
Fantastic, fantastic. Listen, Bridget, you're an absolute tonic. Really, really lovely to hear from you today. And listen, keep doing what you're doing. It's fantastic stuff. And my humblest apologies for getting your age wrong a little bit earlier. Great to talk to you.